Actually, today I know we had discussed, we had a session last sem. You had a session on conflict management, but it's a bit different today. We'll have three different speakers, so iba-iba yung aspect niya. So as you lead and handle and supervise people at work, it's really going to help. And our first speaker, I thought this one, I really love working with this man. We don't work directly, but years ago, I had the privilege of working with him, and to this day, I only have, and if you're a children's church worker, I'm sorry, but I only have two all-time and lifetime favorite kids pastors, and he's one of them. He's actually now the executive pastor of Victory Fort, and he's a member of our apostolic team. He's the hub leader of Victory Fort, but in my heart, in my head, siya yung favorite kids pastor ko hanggang ngayon. So, ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Paolo Punzalan.
Thanks, Pinky. Good morning, everyone. Okay, it's a good morning, isn't it? So I know if you check the tweets this morning, puro puso yung nakalagay doon eh, mga emoticons. Okay, but anyway, I think today our topic is a very important one. In fact, it's something that is very, I guess, in any team, whether that's a high-performing team or a starting team, it's something that's very, very critical for every single team member to understand and learn. It's about conflict resolution. No? Last semester, you already had Pastor Ado, tama ba? Talk about this. Hopefully, I can add on to what he says, and he'll come back later on. We'll do a few things also in terms of, siguro we'll do some activities so that we can apply what we're going to learn today. I only have about an hour, but I want us to interact also. If you have any questions, please make sure you raise your hand. I'm sure you will. So just in case you have any feedback or questions or clarification. Now, how many of you here are when you talk about conflicts, you're somebody who will head on, try to resolve it and attack the issue right away? Meron ba yung ganun dito? Pasok, okay. Right away. Okay, sino yung mag-iisip muna, sandali lang, teka muna, baka I might offend the person, or not necessarily offend the person, but let me see if I actually understand correctly what the situation is. Raise your hand. Okay. Okay. So that's probably half, okay, or more on the second than the first one. Now, success in teams is measured not by the absence of conflict, but our response to it also. Okay? And sabi ni Max Lucado, no, conflict is inevitable, but combat is optional. I remember speaking with a man, his name is Mark Astrodes. You might have met him or heard of him. He now speaks, or he's a speaker in different organizations, and he is a new broadcaster in PTV4, Channel 4, and also he's a lawyer. And he says, I had dinner one time with him. Sabi niya, he does all these trainings and seminars in many different companies, and this is the top three, if not the top number one topic that is requested. And sabi niya, it's interesting why this is. Sabi niya, kasi because, remember the, sining nandun kay Pastor Carlos, yung Generation X, Y, Baby Boomers. Remember, he had that particular seminar. And he was saying, it's interesting because the people who are coming into the ranks, in terms of the employee ranks, he says, yung mga bagong pasok, yun yung mga from Generation Y and the millennials. And because they come from this generation, sabi ni Mark Astrodes, used to be, okay, those who are siguro Generation X and older, or coming into the Generation Y before Generation Y, if you remember, meron ba dito sa inyo yung lumaki kayo sa kalye talaga naglalaro? Yung meron bang naglalaro ng ba, from Agawan Base to, naalala nyo ba yun? May mga nakakaalala pa ba nun? Okay, Agawan Base, ano ba may mga games nun? Shato, tumbang preso, okay, patindero, okay, those types of games, no? And growing up, some of us might have experienced that. You play those games on the streets, and then Hindi kasi, not that wala pang computer. Some of you, you know, kailan ba lumabas ang mga computers? 90s? 80s, late 80s. Brick games pa lang, okay? Pero yung mga talagang computer, ano, mga ganung late 80s? 90s, early 90s na. Okay, so early 90s, no? Late 80s, early 90s, no? Now, so, then, pag halimbawa, kasi ako, may kalaro akong basketball, may nakaaway ako sa basketball, eh kasi the next day, maglalaro yun ako sa park eh. Diba? So, kailangan for somehow, I will have to resolve that conflict. Whether that's, okay na tayo ha, yung ganun, or medyo, or babalikan, babanata mo sa basketball court, diba? Yung babalikan mo, diba? However you resolve that conflict, you're forced to resolve it because you're forced to see them again the next day. Ngayon kasi, sabi ni Mark Astrodes, you know, from the time of the millennials and even before that, you can actually lambast somebody on Twitter and stay in your room and that's it. You see the last of, you know, you don't see them anymore. So now, the problem with organizations and some of the teams now is they don't know even how to resolve conflicts. As in, when he speaks in these types of trainings and seminars, sabi niya, I actually literally have to do step by step and say, look at them in the eye. Say, I am sorry. Okay? As in, literally, step by step, he has to spell it out for them. And today, I want to, you know, give you a few thoughts here. Now, the first few things I'm going to share, it's not in your notes, maybe you just put it on the blank sheet of another paper. But Dave and Claudia Arp, okay, has written books about conflict management and resolution. And sabi, there are 5 ways people deal with conflicts. Okay, and he gives animals to illustrate. Number one, sabi niya, the turtle. Okay, the turtle. Okay, ito yung withdrawer. Now, as I go through this, gusto ko isipin niyo kung sino kaya ako dito. Okay, I mean, yourself. Who do you think, who you can most identify with? Number one is the turtle, the withdrawer. Now, this person, withdraws physically or emotionally when there's a conflict. Yung pag halimbawa, I remember the story of a father who was in a parent-teacher conference meeting and ine-explain sa kanya nung teacher, sabi nung teacher, sir, kasi ho yung anak nyo, pag halimbawa, pag ayaw niya yung sitwasyon, nag-walk out ho siya. Eh, we need to fix this problem of his. Sabi niya, hindi, I've never seen that in the house. Hindi, sir, kasi one time, she tried to explain one time, you know, he was playing with his classmates and he didn't like and I was trying to resolve the situation. He walked out of the room, okay, while I was talking. And so, ini-explain nung teacher, eh, hindi nagustuhan nung tatay. Guess what the dad did? Nag-walk out din siya. So, I guess, diba, doesn't fall from far from the trees, the fruit. Okay, so, anyway, like father, like son. Now, that's the turtle. Number two is the skunk. Okay? Skunk. I don't know if we have skunk in the Philippines. Okay? I don't know if it's a privilege or unfortunately, I've been able to smell the stink of a skunk. Okay? but the skunk sprays, okay? Sprays people verbally when being attacked or threatened. They spray people verbally when they are being attacked or they feel threatened. All right, they have verbal skills to attack the person, whether that's face to face or behind their back. These are the skunks. All right, they use words to make even the person look bad or. But so that's they begin to attack, okay, the other person. Now, third thing is the chameleon, the yielder. Okay? Ito namang yielder, he blends into the environment, thus avoiding conflict. He agrees or she agrees with whatever opinion is being expressed. Okay? Parang ang nangyayari, they go with whatever the prevailing crowd, where the crowd is going, thus avoiding conflict, but never expressing a real opinion. A chameleon kasi just blends with the environment. Number four is the owl. Okay, this is the intellectualizer. This style avoids feelings at all costs, dealing only with the facts. Okay, ito yung taong, okay, naayos mo ba yung trabaho? Okay, tapos na ba? Okay, o so tapos, ano nangyari? Ginawa mo yan. O sige. Okay. And then, because of that, what happened? Okay, so just the facts, okay? Avoids feelings at all costs, kahit makasakit na ng tao. Pero basta magawa yung trabaho, at saka whatever is logical has to happen, and it happened because it needs to happen. Number five, gorilla. Okay. I think gorilla, the winner. This style has to win at all costs. The greatest weapon that he or she has is manipulation and intimidation. Okay, i-intimidate ka or i-manipulate ka, whether it's because of brute strength or because of words, or because of, I don't know, authority or position or leadership skill. He will have his way whatever happens. Okay. Now, the thing with the gorilla is he keeps mental files of past hurts and grudges. Pusong mamon si gorilla. Okay. Kaya, he turns it around and manipulates. And then keeps it and brings it out at the right moment. Now, let's just pause here for a moment, okay? And think for a moment which of the five there's a tendency for you to be, okay? So sometimes it overlaps, I realize that, but may mas dominant, okay? Turtle ba na when you withdraw? Skunk ka ba na attacker? Chameleon na you yield? Owl, intellectualizer, or gorilla na kailangan you have to have your way and you're the winner and you're the last, you have the last say. Okay? So think about that for a moment. Okay? And then, what I need you to do is just put a check mark beside the animal. Okay? To signify kung who do you feel you think you are. Okay? Or at least you're most likely to become or transform into. Okay, if there was such a thing. Okay? All right, now, eto pa. Now that you've chosen one, I want you to talk with the person beside you. Okay? And then, before revealing who you are or who you think one of the five dito, tanong mo kung sino sa tingin nila ikaw. Okay? Of the five. Okay? I'm trying to create conflict here. Now, but you ask them. Sige. And some of you may not have worked for a long time, but at least the general impression, okay? So, you've been with each other na for the past semester, di ba? One semester ago. So, sige, ask lang, okay? In your group, okay? Or in your part. Okay. Any thoughts there? Any discoveries or anybody who wants to say something about that? Yes, yeah, Sarah.
Table, we have several checks kasi depende kung sa work or sa bahay.
That's good.
Kasi mga men of the house to mga to. So, owl daw sila sa work pero gorilla daw sila sa bahay.
Ayun. Well, that's a good point, actually. Transform in another location, okay? Change. Men, any other thoughts? That's a good thought there, okay? It depends where you are.
Maganda yung sinabi ni Jeff na kapag may mga times turtle ako, pero pag there are times sa field of expertise mo na, nagiging gorilla ka or nagiging owl ka rin.
Not just in the environment but also in the field of expertise or maybe your gifting or skill. That's a good point. Any other thoughts? I guess in terms of, this is in terms of conflict resolution, okay? So, I realize that an environment may change, but in terms of generally, ano yung who you are. No? Next one, I want to talk about this. What are some of the causes of conflicts in the workplace? Again, it's not in your notes, ano? Let me give this to you. Number one, differing values. Now, let me give you an example. Let's say the boss... your supervisor or somebody who's leading the team values finishing the work first, but for you, it's family. Diba? So, but because of a project deadline, he asks you to give up a planned vacation na kasi Buu Pacific piece of air ka na. Okay, so differing values, that can cause the conflict. Does that make sense? Okay. Number two, assumptions. Okay, una is differing values. Number two is assumptions. What do I mean by that? When a person assumes that the other team member, okay, will do what was assigned as a task and the other fails to accomplish it, then the conflict will arise. Okay. What could cause this as well are conflicting roles. That's why job descriptions are very important. Okay, so yung you're assuming na, di ba dapat gagawin mo to? Okay, and because it wasn't clear in the job description or it wasn't clear as a supervisor, you did not delegate the responsibility or the task or communicate it, then conflicts arise. Okay, number three, expectations. Expectations. When we expect people to know things without us telling them. Okay, remember, they cannot read our minds. All right. For example, expectation would be discipleship conference 2013. Let's say you're part of the you're all admin staff, right? Let's say, okay, because we're all part of that. You are expected, or your supervisor, at least in the department that you're in, is expecting you to go the extra mile, which meant overtime. Okay, so because of that expectation from that boss or that supervisor, then, but for you, you don't seem to have that as a value, or you think, no, ang expectation ko, kailangan matapos ako at this time. Okay, so walang communication. And a lot of conflicts arise because of poor communication or lack of it. Okay, so expectations. Number four, differing backgrounds. Backgrounds, or even personalities. Backgrounds. There are those who let off steam right away to resolve the conflict. There are those who withdraw, like the turtle. Okay, and you don't attack the conflict right away or the issue right away. Remember when Jen and I got married, this was something that was difficult for us in terms of conflict resolution. When her family, when they resolve conflict, the silent treatment happens. Yung talagang for a long time they will not talk. Her parents, there was a moment they were not talking for about 3 months, that long. Okay, so she took that she carried that into our marriage. So ang nangyari, let's say Lou is ako si Jen, Lou and is the father, and then ikaw na yung mommy, ha? Okay, si Jeff yung mommy. Okay, so sabihin ng mommy, Jen, sabihin mo sa dad, this is during the dinner table. Jen, sabihin mo sa daddy mo, bayaran na yung Meralco bill. Sasagot yung daddy, Jen, sabihin mo sa mami mo, nabayaran ko na. Okay, so, ganun yung usapan for 3 months. So, it was really crazy, okay? Buti na lang na born again yung parents niya. Okay, after that, na-resolve na yan. No? So, but, that was the situation. And that, she carried that into even our marriage, na pag may conflict, she would just sleep and tatago sa loob ng comforter. Hindi ako kakausapin at all. Okay? So, ako naman, I grew up in a family na let's finish the issue. Let's talk about this and let's clear it para tapos na, diba? So, for about, I don't know, maybe the first 3 years, okay? Confessions of a pastor. Okay? For 3 years, talagang ang hirap ng marriage namin kasi nga talagang we were trying to figure out how to resolve issues, diba? So that's why differing backgrounds can actually cause the conflict because you're not able to communicate, you don't know how to communicate, you have different ways to resolve conflict. And then number five, inability to resolve conflict can cause conflict. Okay, so that's the fifth one, inability to resolve conflict. Okay, if you don't know how to resolve conflict and are unwilling to resolve it, that itself can become the source of conflict with the other person. Okay, inability to resolve conflict. Any thoughts there? Differing values, assumptions, expectations, backgrounds, inability to resolve conflicts. Okay. Ram, any thoughts there? Speak into that situation, or speak into that for a moment.
I think yung ano lang, inability to resolve conflict, now it becomes a parang, what do you call that? Yung, a cycle, which puts you further and further down the drain.
Okay, yeah. Any other thoughts? Tristan, ikaw, before si Jeff. Sige.
I guess for me, yung differing values, Pastor Paolo. Kasi let's say you value this and let's say you value, for example, excellence, but the person value another thing. You know, it for me, it may take a while for me to understand what the person values until I understand, you know, him personally. Mm. Kung saan siya galing. So, yung, I guess you just have to bear and, you know, forgive the differences and accept differences to avoid, you know, these causes as well.
Yeah, good. Jeff, you had a thought?
I have actually a question, Pastor
Paul. Yeah.
We're dealing with campus missionaries and even our employees in the office are pretty young. So there's a differing values lang. For example, for like myself, I've been working for a long time. So alam mo yun, I'm willing to go until 11 p.m. to work. I mean, those are my values. Eh. Mm. So knowing that their values as kids, most of the time, they miss their college life. ganun yun eh. Yung anybody na from college, like when they start to working, it becomes different for them because they're so used to all the free times and... So how do you manage that gap wherein their values is they want to hang out a lot? Well, in fact, my values, kailangan we need to finish the work because we have to deliver the responsibilities. Yeah. But how do you manage? Kasi yan magiging problem all the time. And I don't think it's a value for them. It's just a habit that they're so used to, you know, free times, hanging out, chit-chat all the time. Parang ganun. How do we lang balance that? Na hindi naman overwork, but at the same way. So yun.
That's a good question, guys. I want to open it up. Any answers there before I give my two cents there, Ram?
I think yung ano dun is what is the value being held by the organization? If the organization values hard work or kung yung tamang delivery of deliverables, then they would have to submit to it because you're all part of the organization.
Yes, Sarah.
Pwedeng remind sila how valuable their work is for us so that parang, ay, kailangan pala ako for this. So, nag-iiba yung, it's not kailangan yung trabaho mo eh. Kailangan ka for this work.
What was your first statement?
Their value for the, I can't remember what I said. Yeah, okay.
Kailangan i-express or paalam sa kanila?
Remind
sila. Okay.
What their value is to get the work done.
Okay.
In my experience kasi, I think especially campus missionaries, calling yan eh. So they would say, ay, sold out ako. But remember that habits ah. Kahit na may calling kami, the habits can take the best of you. And say, I wanna chill today. I don't wanna go to the campus. May mga ganun minsan eh. So with those, even sa work, I mean, mapapansin mo sa mga bata that sometimes tayo siguro, especially yung mga mas matatanda na, we're so used to kasama ka. I mean, honestly, di ba? We've been working for a long time. So sa atin, from 9 to 5 or 9 to 11 sometimes, when it's work, it's work. We don't even chat on Facebook. Well, then makikita mo sila, chat sa Facebook. And sa atin yun, sa amin mga nag-work ng matagal, ano yun eh, parang sa akin, nag-cringe ako sa ganyan, uy, nag-chat siya. So, and for them, it's not eh. So, given that, you know, we're relational, given those things, and they're new, they just graduated, probably they're adjusting. Parang how do we balance that expectation? And do you even tell them that, hey, of course, I tell the people, pag if too much Facebook, I would tell them, pag masyado. Yeah. Paminsan-minsan, okay lang, pero kung 3 hours ka na dyan, ibang usapan yun, yes. Syempre, di ba? So, but, how do you balance that? Yun lang yung, I wanna know, kasi we don't want them to expect naman from them that we've been working for a long time and we don't want to expect it from them because we know that when we were younger, we were like them also. Gusto mag-chill pagka first.
Jenny, you had a thought. And then Harold.
Yeah, the two words that caught my attention were values and habit. So I guess we have to differentiate what a value is and what a habit is. Because if it's a real value, you will have to listen and respect or maybe find a compromise somewhere where on certain days, pwedeng ganito, ganyan, ganyan. Pero kung habit talaga, especially if it's not an unproductive habit, like Facebook na 3 oras during work, that has to be corrected, and I guess that's where the leadership will come in, and your own values will cascade down to them, and they'll want to please you. I mean, you know, if you're that kind of leader as well.
Okay. Harold.
Hello. Yung what you said kanina, Pastor Paolo, about communication, sabi or lack of kaya nagkakaroon ng ano yun, ng conflict. So for me, I think lang, kasi given an organization, kung makakapag-usap lang, I don't know kung either habit man siya or value, pero or kahit nga minsan personal preference lang, I mean, if there's a talk, a dialogue between concerned parties, I think, ano siya, mas ma-resolve.
Yeah, okay. Any other thoughts? Okay. You know, I think a lot of, especially when you have new people in the team, communication, I think it was Alex Castillo who said it before, in terms of overseeing, oversight, and even managing the person and his time, mas marami kang i-input, mas marami kang time na ipapasok doon because bago siya, diba? So, and then later on, of course, you release them. Now, I guess working lang with, I realized through these years, and working with Pastor Joey and Pastor Steve, from my experience, I appreciate that it's very clear what the expectations are. And I think that's something that has to be in the forefront whenever we communicate. These are some of the things that we expect, okay? Now, we expect you to... Kasi it depends eh. Like, malasin kung life box staff, campus ministers ba yung sa campus ba dapat o yung nasa office, national office, di ba? So, ibang expectations yun, and ibang job descriptions yon. Now, of course, in the same breath, I think the managing of their time, we need to be able to help them through that also. There's also a discipleship issue that needs to happen in terms of helping them through their day. Diba? So, and I have had to sit down with some people before. Ano ba yung, as in, hour per hour, okay, from this time, ano yung ginawa mo? From this time, and I have no problems doing that because at least I'm helping them. I don't do that every day of every week of every month, diba? But I just help them, okay, where are you at? Okay, how do you manage your time? And what are your deliverables? And what are the things that you have to be able to accomplish to fulfill your job description? Kasi lahat naman tayo may job description eh. So I think expectations have to be clear and the responsibilities have to be defined, diba? So, now in terms of, let's say, a person who does not deliver, again, I look at our ministry, and one of the things that we value is excellence. Eh? And if the ball is consistently being dropped, then there has to be a conversation that needs to happen. It is very... Filipinos are very non-confrontational. Eh. We sometimes wish the issue will solve by itself, pero hindi nangyayari. Eh. Kasi we just sweep it under the rug. But the next time you become more upset because it was not resolved in the first run. No? So a discussion and a conversation needs to happen when certain things like that arise. No? So any other thoughts? Okay. Sige, let's talk about responses during conflicts. No? Number one, okay, that's in your notes now. Okay. Respect, not your partner, okay? Teammate, okay? So, medyo, I use this acrostic also. You'll notice in our marriage seminar sometimes also, okay, when resolving conflicts. So, may mga mapapasok na words dyan. In fact, number six nakalagay spouse, eh. Okay, so palitan nyo na lang yun, okay? So, but number one, respect their teammate as you talk about the issue, okay? Now, what do I mean by this? First and foremost, no need to pretend that there's no issue. Okay? You don't need to pretend that there's no issue because you have to call it as it is. Why? Because how can you get to where you need to go if you don't know where you're at? Okay? And identifying the issue means this is where we're at. I have a problem with punctuality. Okay? This is where I'm at. I am as a supervisor, as a teammate, I have a problem you dropping the ball when I give a task and you do not follow through. Okay? And we're called to advance the kingdom of God. And if there is an organization, if there there's a team that needs to be better than Procter & Gamble, better than Zappo ba yon? Or any other organization, it has to be our church, the kingdom of what we do in the kingdom of God. All right. Now, but as you do it, as you identify the issue, no need to get personal. Okay. Respect your teammate as you talk about the issue. Genesis chapter 1 talks about when we understand who we are in God and that we have been made in the image and likeness of God, then you realize, okay, that this person I talk to is a child of God and this person I talk to is valued by God. Okay, so the Bible says, let us make man in our image, our likeness. Let them rule over the fish of the air, fish of the sea, birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth. Okay, so God created man in his own image, in the image of God. He created him, male and female. He created them. Okay, so understanding that the person is made in the image and likeness of God, then the way we communicate, the way we talk, the way we, hopefully that makes a difference, whether that's the tone of voice, facial expressions, body language, rolling of the eyes, all that, okay? Finger pointing or even word sarcasm, comparison or name calling, okay? Respect, number one. Number two, exclude past hurts or offenses. Now, how many of you know this is very normal in a conversation to show up? Eh, kasi ginawa mo to last year. Eh, palagi mo na. And then sometimes generalizations and general statements like you always do this, diba? Or you never make it on time. Syempre, the person can always argue and say, oh, but last week hindi naman ah, and 2 weeks ago hindi rin ah. But last year nga, once lang eh, diba? So whatever, diba? So, but when resolving conflicts, unfortunately, sometimes when they show up, what it does, it brings the defenses up and you cannot carry on a healthy conversation. Kasi once the defenses are up, the goal now of the person is, I will defend myself whatever it takes. Kasi ina-atake mo na ako eh. Diba? But if it's let's figure out the issue and there we have an issue at hand, the team cannot continue to move forward if we're still having this situation, how can we resolve this? Does that make sense? Okay. Hebrews 12:15 says, see to it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. That's what offenses do. It brings about, okay, and brings about a bitter root. and can cause to defile others. Okay. Number three. Okay, season your words with grace. Okay. Let me give you a few verses. Ephesians chapter 4:29, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for building up as fits the occasion, so that it may give grace to those who hear. I like that. Okay? So that it would give grace to those who hear. So when we talk to the person, okay, the scripture encourages us. Okay, only what is good for building up. Now, that doesn't mean not calling out the issue. Okay, Proverbs 16:24 says, gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body. Colossians 4:6, let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. Proverbs 29:20, do you see a man who is hasty in his words? There's more hope for a fool than for him. Okay. Sakit, ano? Chapter 10, verse 19 of Proverbs, when words are many, transgression is not lacking, but whoever restrains his lips is prudent. Okay. Season your words with grace. And part of that, you know, when resolving conflict or when talking to somebody, recently I've had to do that. Even in, kasi minsan pag church members, ganun, mas mahirap eh. Pag team members, I guess, you know, we're working as a team. We have to accomplish a goal. But even with church members, sometimes you're going to have to confront anyway. But you will try your very best to season it with grace. Right? And we have this situation now who, ano siya, parang yung nag-uutang siya sa mga members. No? So that's a problem now that we're trying to fix and rectify. And you try your very best to be gracious, and we're actually to the point of telling her not to come to church anymore, okay? Because she's done it so several times, and the utang has been 200,000, 700,000. So, and then pag ganun-ganun na, no? So, anyway, we'll let all your centers know who this person is. But balancing as a pastor, but at the same time, you know, making sure you protect the others as well. But that does not give you or me the right and the authority to lambast the person or to, you know, again, as I said, when we confront the issue as it is, but make the decisions. Sometimes the hard decisions have to be made. Number four, own up to your actions. Okay, accept responsibility. How many of you know, the goal is not to prove who's wrong or right, but the goal is to fix and fix the issue and even restore the relationship. Proverbs 28:13 says, whoever conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy. Now, in Scripture, the word confess means to agree. When you say, I confess, God, I confess my sin to you, I agree that I have sinned, and that your righteousness, I did not meet your righteousness. That's what it means to confess. So when you say, he confesses his sin or his transgression and forsakes them, will obtain mercy. Once we say, okay, I know I have said something wrong, I've done something wrong, okay, you own up to your actions and you take responsibility, then that's when real restoration happens, okay? It's not just trying to cover things up. Sige, okay na. Sige, para matapos na lang. And then you never talk about the issue. And then, at the back of, how many of you know, di ba, pag nangyari yon, in the back of your mind, pag nakita ko si Jeff, eh, kasi ito si Jeff yung laging late lagi eh. Di ba, kasi hindi ko kinonfront eh. Or ito kasi si Jeff eh, he dropped the ball during discipleship 2013 eh. Dahil hindi ko kasi kinausap. Di ba? Yung parang, I just brushed it off and said, okay na yan, pwede na siguro yan. Diba? And unfortunately, kasi what that does, it eats you up, eh. Kasi you haven't dealt with it, eh. Number five, listen. Now, when confronting an issue and dealing with conflicts, how many of you understand? It's so easy to begin to list down things from your perspective, and begin to tell the person, you know, this is what's wrong with you, and this is what happened, and this is what you missed out on, and this is what you dropped, okay? But there are moments, you know, context is very important as well, okay? Context, why? Was it yesterday? Staff, Thursday na bang yan? Tuesday staff meeting, Pastor Dennis Isleta was explaining to us. Kasi there were people who were upset because nung 2013, discipleship 2013, bumukas yung gates 8:30. Tama? 8 o'clock yata yung announcement eh. Tama ba? O 8:30 ba talaga? 8:30 talaga? Okay. As senior citizens. Okay, so, but I guess somehow people thought, no? Somehow people thought 8 o'clock yung bukas ng gate, no? So there were those who were upset. And then in-explain ni Pastor Dennis, the reason why 8:30 na buksan, kasi dumating yung baller IDs certain time, tama ba? The night, kailan dumating? Night before, okay? So late. Dapat earlier sana, di ba? Now, because of that, tumulong yung ushers by 6 a.m. to put all the baller IDs together, yung mga gana, ayusin nila, di ba? So, kaya na-push back. Now, the reason why late yung baller IDs was because yung supplier natin, namatay yung anak niya. Baby ba? Namatay yung baby. Okay, so, now, I know we have deliverables, but now understanding that context also gives you more, I guess, compassion for the person. Now you've listened. Okay, now I understand. Okay. So parang I think listening and understanding context will help. I believe it will help in conflict resolution. Okay. Another story, you know, about context. Let's say you're going on a trip. Okay, you've planned the trip. Piece of fare, diba? Punta kayo ng Bohol. Barkada, diba? Or friends, or family. You go to Bohol, and then, pero kasi ang kinuha mo, red-eye flight. So, 4 a.m. So, sabi mo, okay. Eh, kasi the night before, syempre, lumabas ka pa with friends, so umuwi ka mga 12. Mag-impake ka pa. Nag-impake ka, mga alas dos. Kasi excited ka eh. Alam mo yun, yung, so, tas, oh, sige, diba? Okay lang, pwede naman ako matulog sa Bohol eh. Kasi beach naman yun, pahinga, ganyan, diba? So, impake ka hanggang alas dos, and then you have to leave right away. So, walang tulog. Makakatulog naman ako sa airplane eh. So, pagpasok, mag-upo ng airplane, okay, papunta ng Bohol, biglang pag-fly ng airplane, pag-take off, wala pang 20 minutes, hindi ka makatulog. Bakit? Kasi may dalawang bata nagtatakbuhan all around the airplane. Ginawang McDonald's, okay, playground, play place. So, takbuhan siya ng takbuhan. Talagang for 5 minutes, you can't sleep. Sabi, parang, anong gagawin ko? So ngayon, kasi yung tatay mag-isa, yung dalawang anak nagtatakbuhan, wala yung mommy, nagagalit ka na ngayon, di ba? So lapitan mo yung dad, sir, hindi niyo ba napansin, medyo tulog yung mga tao, 4 a.m., di ba? So, inis na inis ka. As in to the point, galit na galit ka, di ba? And then the guy explains, you know what, I'm really, really sorry, please forgive me. Kasi I just came from Manila, pauwi kami ng Bohol, kasi yung my wife was here in Manila, just met an accident, and she passed away. She died. Diba? So, having that context, things will change. I don't even understand. Ngayon, baka ang gagawin mo, ah, ganun ba? O sige, sa akin yung anak mo, ito, panood natin si Barney sa iPad ko. Diba? Or, there's compassion. Okay? So, that's what I'm saying when I'm talking about context and listening. Okay. Now, number six, validate. Not your spouse, ha? Okay? Nakalagay, mali dyan eh. Okay? The feelings of the teammate or the other person. Okay? Proverbs 29:11, a fool gives vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds it back. Okay? Proverbs 15:18 says, a hot-tempered man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger quiets contention. Okay? What do I mean by validating the feeling of the other person? It's like, again, we're trying to confront the issue, but I understand where you're coming from. Okay, now let's resolve this, okay, and meet in the middle. Number seven, let me try to wrap it up and then we'll talk about this. End by agreeing to a specific action plan. Why? Because if you just are compassionate, you listened, you confronted the issue, you pointed out what was wrong, but did not have an action plan, it's going to happen again. It's bound to happen again. Okay, you'll end up having the same conversation again. Okay. Now, other thoughts. Let me give you the other thoughts. No, sometimes you're really upset. Diba? Pag, diba, let's say meron kayong project na kailangan tapusin, hindi natapos. Pray through your anger. That's a thought there. We're in an organization while we are professional, missional, okay, relational, but we're also spiritual. Don't allow emotions to lead you, okay? And then, let me try to think of, I have other stuff here that I want to share, but lack of time. Okay, here's another thought. Compromise on opinions, not on convictions and principles. Okay. Compromise on opinions, not on convictions or principles. What do I mean by this? Determine what you will actually die for, quote unquote. Okay, but with your opinions, you can be flexible. Because there are things na, bawa, preference. Sa trabaho, uunahin niya muna mag-send ng email bago tapusin yung layout nung, diba? Mag-layout. Hindi, kailangan tapusin mo na agad yung ano bago ka mag-email. So, sometimes, but, you know, understanding that the results will be the same. But the, you know, the order might be different. Okay? Okay, sige. Let me go ahead and just end there. Any thoughts? Sige, let's do an activity. Okay? I want you to get the person, partner with somebody there. Okay? And then, okay, choose one who is the supervisor and then choose the other person as the one who dropped the ball and part of the team. Okay? All right? So, and then, ganito na lang, hindi supervisor, teammates kayo. Okay? Para hindi na kailangang, ano, in higher authority yung isa. One is the one who's going to confront. The other person is the one who dropped the ball. Let's say discipleship 2013. Okay? And then, na-drop yung bola kasi, halimbawa, hindi natapos yung video. Oh, hindi. or hindi na-deliver yung baller ID, yung mga ganun. Or hindi natapos yung ID tags ng usher. Or something, okay? Just create a situation and then the other person is being confronted and you're the one confronting, okay? And then, practice. Just practice how you'll actually go about confronting them and the issue at hand, okay? Let me give you 5 minutes to do that, okay? Okay, one last minute. Try to wrap up your argument or fight or conflict. Okay? Guys, any insights, any thoughts, any learnings from there? Yes, Raymond.
I think I learned a lot from the types of animals. Na-link ko siya kasi with a turtle, once you choose to not to withdraw from the issue and you're in your own shell, you tend to assume. You tend to assume what other people think, what other people would take action to, because you're in your shell. You don't actually confront it. But that actually doesn't help the situation. So link siya.
That's a good thought. Did you guys hear that? Because once you're talking about you yourself.
Yes.
And I mean the person itself. Hindi yung kino-confront, pero yung nang parang pag ikaw nagtago, hindi mo na ngayon naiintindihan yung sinasabi nila kasi hindi mo narinig where they're coming from. Now you're only assuming galit sila dahil ganito. In fact, lagi nilang ginagawa yan kaya bahala sila sa buhay nila. Okay, so you don't actually confront the issue anymore and resolve ultimately the conflict. Any other thoughts? Yes, you said.
Thinking about conflict, there's a tendency kasi to think na the other person is right. So it becomes a or. Either I'm right and he's wrong. Maybe it's just because we have differences. So yung first part pa lang about difference in values. Na parang, it's not that he wanted to do something wrong against me. It's just, hindi kami nagkakaintindihan at the onset. Na if there was a time wherein you already discussed, okay, what do you value? What are the things that you would die for that I won't even bother with? So, if you don't understand that, you don't communicate that, parang yun pa lang yung foundation. So, parang let's take a step back in all our relationships to think about that and define whoever with our team na meron tayong conflict with. Na baka we have conflicts that are just differences and not really conflict worthy of our time. Parang ganon. So, just a learning on that.
You know, I like what you said because, in fact, when you think about the organization we're in, I'm so thankful that we actually have a standard, and that's the scriptures. Because if you work in other organizations, they will have different standards, different convictions, and different principles working in the organization. Because it depends on who the leader is, and it depends on maybe, surely their manuals and their all that, but at least we, what I appreciate, for me at least, you know, I can go back to scripture and we can agree that this is the operating standard for all of us. Okay, it's not no longer what you think or what I think is best or what you're right because of what your convictions are or I'm right because of what my principles are. Okay, but because what is the scripture saying and telling us? Okay, any other thoughts? Ruth, meron ka ba naisip? Meron, oh.
Sa group namin, kunwari ako daw mag-confront.
Okay.
Ram dropped the ball during the volunteer orientation. Okay. Diyan niya na order yung Jayco na 500 donuts. So, when 10 minutes before the start, when I asked him, where's the food? And then he will come back to me. I thought you're the one who is in charge of it. So, ang pag-confront ko, sasabihin, di ba, we agreed upon the meetings, nasa minutes na you will take care of the food. Hindi ako marunong mag-confront. So, I will ask him na, it was clear, di ba? So, pag sasabihin niyang hindi niya na order, I will ask him, Pastor Paolo, what happened? So, and then, even hindi right there and then talagang, you know. So I will ask him, let's do something about this. So I will, hindi kaya ng conviction kung pabayaan siya, tutulungan ko pa rin. Pero after, saka na i-talk siya personally. Baka may problema lang sa love life or sa family or... So hindi ko i-judge kaagad. Baka naman, heavy yung problem. Baka na-reject. Pag pag lay down ng intention, so iintindihin mo.
Okay.
Bago yung atak-atak agad.
Sige. One last story and then I'll turn this over to Pinky, you know. I'll try to be very transparent here. Because I've had, through the years, I've had a lot of misfires and boo-boos and blunders, no? One of which was recent, actually. This thing I appreciate because, you know, when I'm confronted, like particularly things I've learned from Pastor Steven, no? When he's confronting, alam mo yung parang tatanungin ka muna. And then, alam mo, let me give you the example. Example was a particular video we made. And it was the Victory group leader that shared her testimony was very clearly, you know, loves God, clearly has a lot of, you know, a lot of change. She's seen transformation in her life and all that. But the way it was presented in the video, it was unclear. Okay, basta, I won't give you the details anymore. But it did not communicate repentance. Hindi clear, at least hindi clear yung repentance from the nangyari sa buhay niya, no? So I get a call from Pastor Steve. Says, Paolo, did you see the video that was shown in church? Okay, of all the Sundays and of all the times na siya show, yung pa nandun siya, di ba? So oh yeah, we go, yeah. What do you think? What did you think about that? Okay, so ano eh, yung tatanungin ka muna eh. So hindi mo alam tuloy kung ano sasagot mo, di ba? Okay ba o hindi, di ba? So you know what, Pastor Steve, I saw it and it was okay, you know. And then he says, maybe I didn't get it right, or maybe I just perceived it wrong. Ang the way he frames it, minsan sa siya pa yung ano eh, siya pa yung baka hindi ko nakuha. But the way it came to me was, it, you know, there was not a lot of repentance and it was unclear that she's turned away from that sin. Okay. Oh, okay. So I've had several run-ins. The other one was Pinky, this is when we were still at the Rock. I was a kids pastor. And we would still do the calendars for children. Okay, yung may mga drawing yung mga bata, tapos may calendar, no? And there was a point na mali yung nakalagay sa calendar. Yung Holy Week at that year was April, pero nakalagay sa March, like this year. Okay, so nakita ko sa calendar, sabi ko, Edwin, si Edwin pa yun, one man show pa siya noon, Edwin Navarro. Siya pa lang talaga lahat. Siya na yun. Ayun, ENP talaga. Okay, siya na yun. Okay. Ano pa yan? Siya pa yung nagduduplicate ng cassette tape. Okay, ganun. Okay, hindi, not even podcast, cassette tape. Okay, so anyway, na-realize namin, nung tinignan namin yung calendar, naku, mali. Diba? So, sabi ko, Pinks, anong gagawin natin dito? Sabi ko, hindi naman niya mapapansin, di ba? Sabi ni Pinky, Paolo, sabihin mo na kay Pastor Steve. Kasi kung hindi mo sasabihin sa kanya yon, pag nalaman niya, no, pagdating ng March, nakita niya yan, mas lagot ka. Okay? So, sabi ko, oh nga. And then, sabi niya, ito tip, sabi ni Pinky. When you confront the situation, already think of situation, alternatives or options. Okay, kung halimbawa, kung i-reprint yung page, magkano? Kung i-cover ng sticker, magkano? Diba? So pasok ako. Pastor Steve, sabi ko, I messed up. What? Yeah. Like, I messed up. What do you mean? You know, the kids' calendar, sabi ko, you know that in March it should have been in April, and explain ko. Can I see it? Sabi niya, okay. What are options? Tama nga. Buti na lang nag-isip ako. Okay, if we put a sticker, it's, you know, 50 centavos per sticker. If we reprint the whole page, it's ganito, ganyan, ganyan. Okay, how about this? That time may white out pa eh, yung may liquid paper. What if ganun niya. Man, that's ugly. Okay, yeah, let's just reprint it. No, so, and again, whenever he confronts, it's like he brings it back to himself and says, maybe I did not understand. Help me understand. And that's what I appreciate about him. And I guess I've learned that principle through the years. When I talk to a person, you know, Marianne, what happened last Sunday? Okay, when it did not open up on time, or we didn't open the gates on time, tell me what happened. Okay, maybe I perceived it wrong, but didn't we not say we were supposed to open it at 8:30? You know. So anyway, so just a thought there. Hope that helps, Pinky. I think I end there. That's it for me.
Yes. Yes, naalala ko yon at marami pang incidents kamukha nun. Ako naman yung nandun sa kabilang ano. No, but anyway, thank you, Pastor Paula. That's very helpful. I was at the back and I was taking down, in my mind, sabi ko parang inaano ko na yung different situations. And this is my take home with it, with what we discussed. When it comes to discipleship, sometimes it seems like it's easier for us to confront certain things. This is sin, we confront it. When we're meeting with someone for follow-up, for counseling, mas madaling i-confront. But sometimes, when it comes to our personal life and our work life, our professional life, may mga bagay we set aside. Nahihirapan ka sa teammate mo, sige na, akuin ko na lang yung trabaho, parang wala nang diskusyon. Tsaka na lang to, bahala na si pastor magayos, or bahala na si boss magayos. But you know what I realize? Working in the ministry, we cannot sweep things under the rug. When there are conflicts, it has to be resolved. At the end of the day, we're all Christians. You know, we follow God. So, and this is really, the more we learn, whatever, whether we're, you're a turtle or a lion or, whatever, parang ano man yung role natin doon, in any conflict, there is a stepping back and assessing. May changes lahat. Lahat tayo mag-a-adjust. But, of course, when any conflict is resolved, of course, God is honored. So, okay, we'll have a 10-minute break. We have some snacks there.